Good morning. Today is Monday, August the 31st. Joining us this morning is Mr. Rob Arkley. Good morning.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
What attacked your keys?
Well, this is my wife's car that I'm driving today. And so consequently, she has her own keychains.
It looks like maybe a gerbil from Star Trek.
It could be.
Well, that's right. It was Tribbles.
I have a new truck ordered, and it's not here yet, so I'm driving my wife's car.
And using the furry creature.
That is her car keychain.
Well, you know, as long as it works.
Yes, indeed.
Which means you don't lose them.
You're right.
Yeah. All righty, Winston, why do we say it?
Since the fair was supposed to be a few weeks ago, and Rob looks like the type to own horses, why is a horse race over obstacles called a steeplechase?
I'm thinking because they may have had small little churches.
Yeah, something
on the obstacle course.
No, but did they have steeples on fences back then, and they jumped the fences with steeple? I don't know.
Hopefully, those were really short fences.
Yes, they were. Think of what it would do to the poor horse if the steeple got it.
Exactly. All right.
It actually came from fox hunting. If during a fox hunt no fox was found or the fox got away, some member of the hunt was likely to say, "I'll race you to the next town," and point to its most distinctive feature at a distance, the church steeple. The hunters would then start off no longer on a fox chase, but on a steeple chase. From this, any race over barriers is known as a steeple chase.
Well, that is positively wonderful.
That one kind of like makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I can follow that one. May not remember, but I can follow it. Probably at a far distance.
I like it.
Have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
How weird is it not thinking that there's not going to be anybody in the seats?
Weird. It's really a crowded event. Cher and I went the first year we were married.
Okay.
And
I've driven by on the highway.
Yeah, well, it
saw the grandstand, thought, oh, that's kind of interesting.
It's a great event, and it was the year Sonny's Halo won, and it was a pour down rainstorm right during the race.
Oh, really?
And Howard Cosell, ladies and gentlemen, it's a monsoon.
Yeah, and that's why they run the donkeys sometimes too for the muddiers.
Yes, it was muddy.
Yeah. Some of that kind of stuff. It'll be intriguing to see what the upshot is of a lot of this stuff. Take it out 3 or 4 years. Do we go back to what we did before? Do we not? The cultural shifts. I mean, last time you were here, we were talking about the off-site opportunities that before we didn't think we could do. Now it's being done that way, and it's like, what, 40% of the workforce doesn't want to go back to what was?
We're shocked at how many people are happy working from home. It's a cultural shift that we didn't see. On the other hand, we're also seeing we're more protective, not more. We're more sensitive to the elderly because of the attributes of COVID. But the young people also like getting out and like seeing one another and like being in the office.
The socialness.
Correct. And so.
That's what I was going to ask you. If you guys got enough where there's probably a reflection of the national trend. If it's age dependent, if it's just lifestyle, if it's attitude, what is there anything that, or have you even taken the time? Probably haven't. Who wants to come into the shop? Who wants to stay home?
Well, we have, and obviously for us, it's quite task dependent. And we have the plastic barriers erected around the cubicles and things like that. So we've taken it seriously. In fact, we've taken it seriously to the point where when I get to Louisiana, I'm not going to be able to go in the office for 2 weeks. We had a person come out from our Baton Rouge office 2 weeks ago, and he went into the office, saw people, and he was not ejected, but he didn't get to come back into the office. And the two people he talked with and met with are out of the office for 2 weeks. So it's one of those things where we've got to take it seriously, and we do. and we have weekly meetings, and we have a protocol, and we have are not comfortable bringing it back to a more dense than we are now.
So does, for that, more space, less bodies, more locations? Because well, the workload hasn't changed.
The workload has not changed. It's much more difficult to monitor. We're putting in some AI upgrades that will start monitoring some of this stuff a little more on an automated basis. But I was going through our QC reports, and whereas normally things that weren't issues went, oh, boy, that internal audit thing, that was pretty ugly. And so it's a different monitoring system than it used to be.
Well, and you're probably monitoring things that you weren't before. So maybe you're getting additional information that might have been there, but you just weren't paying attention to that area.
Yeah, things you take as givens are now not givens. And so right. It's more challenging. I find it kind of enjoyable. I like the change and the creativity involved, and I'm thrilled with the way our people have adapted.
Now, what about on the big marketplace? There's certainly a lot of different things. Mark Mattioli was in last Monday and was talking about some of the accelerants, I guess, in our area of the local area for real estate. Certainly the interest rate being something at where it is a big deal. And then other elements also. Has the interest rate being as low as it is for real estate changed the game for
yes.
you guys?
Yeah. Oh, well, that the low interest rate hasn't changed it for us per se, but it has changed a fair number of other things. Boy, the volumes are huge.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, before the break, you were just kind of starting to wade into the shallow end of the pool with the real estate marketplace today and the financial end, you know, where you get to play. And you said that things have changed, the volumes. You hear that from locals. You hear that from anybody associated with real estate fix-ups, that it's just going silly crazy right now.
It is.
What is that a national across the board? Are there still pockets? Or are we seeing a lot of, like Detroit, I know we've used that as a past reference. Are those demands starting to go up also and the affordability staying at or even below?
Detroit's still kind of a mess. It is better, but it's by no means fixed. Illinois keeps raising their property tax rate, so they continue to, as quick as interest rates go lower, they reassess properties going up and increase the mill rate. So that's counterproductive. We think that's a pretty crummy market. New York City, the suburbs and that, because of the COVID, the lack of services, and a lot of other things, those are going down. They're losing population. But overall, if you're a small town the size of Eureka, A, the builders are doing great, and B, the mills are coining money, and C, housing is exploding up everywhere and it's selling.
So it's not, that's a regional thing, or it's suburbia rather than urban?
It is a lot of suburbia versus urban. And I think the dew is off the urban rose.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see after things settle because of all of the cultural stuff that's going on. And then, okay, who's going to fix that? And then you've also got just the closeness, the I don't know what you call it, the lack of separation, you know, everybody living on top of each other kind of thing with what we're dealing with. And then you got the, you know, in our area, and then you got the fires and the smoke and all that other kind of stuff. Who'd want to live in a Sacramento or a San Francisco right now with all the smoke and all of the other stuff that's going on?
People leave, and they're not going to need to go back into the city to work. It doesn't look like. So people are voting with their feet. They're leaving California in droves. I fail to understand what California's legislators seem to have really awful instincts.
Yeah, or there's a herd mentality.
Well, it's only one herd. There's no pullback right, the right, other way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, getting rid of Prop 13? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff on the ballot. I guess we'll probably talk about that one in October or September. But, yeah, it just seems a little upside down right now.
It's very upside down, and we're running out of money, and we're going to run out of money. And you can't keep taxing. At some point, you just got to start making difficult decisions to cut.
Is there a willingness, do you think?
I think the politicals are so woefully out of touch with California population, it's unbelievable. Will it switch during my lifetime? Yeah, I actually think it will. I don't even think it'll be hard because the majority of people in California aren't being well represented. What's the worst thing you can do? Make it harder to find a job. Make it harder to find a house. Boy, guys, you have found the number one and two issues, and you have driven a stake into both of them.
Right.
It's just awful. It's a sin.
Well, one of the things, and I don't know, you know, if I had my way, every elected would have to shop at a grocery store. You cannot use anybody to do that for you. You have to go. You have to be out and amongst us. You got to hear what's going on, see what's going on, experience it. You know, you're going to have to walk a quarter mile away to your car because there's not enough parking. You're going to have to be part of, rather than above and separated from, the community. And
that's your hypothetical there is music to my ears, because they are so detached and disinterested. We've got to get them reengaged, or else get them out, because at some point you're no longer living as people.
You're not of. You're separate.
You're separate and above. You're a different class.
Yeah.
I mean, look at during the COVID shutdown. Not one government employee lost their jobs, to the best of my knowledge.
Or the electors didn't take a pay cut.
No one.
Or any.
The only people who took sacrifices were the people in the private sector. That's the problem.
What sense do you have? Do you think that there's going to be another bailout? I feel bad for the businesses that spent the money to make their businesses compliant, to do the do, and then they're told that they can't operate. Restaurant being the primary one, but I know there's a whole bunch of others.
Brian,
also,
the whole thing grieves me because they played in good faith.
Yeah.
And this was a bait and switch.
They played by the rules and got nailed.
Yeah, and Newsom not opening California now? Are you kidding me? There's no statistical reason. Look at Humboldt County. We had 3 new cases on Friday. 3! Yet, you can't operate a restaurant.
There was a great comment, and I'd love to have the time to chase. What would happen if you were reporting hospitalizations? Not
the crisis would go away.
That was the thought. Yeah, or would reality then come into play? It can't be used then as a lever. It's just being dealt with. But we don't have any historical numbers on, you know, how many people get the flu each winter. Nobody knows because we don't track that.
No, you're right.
So there's no reference point. You know, if this is...
They don't want a reference point. This is all political. We can say anything we want. They just don't want to... They just want to beat Trump. And right now, you know, look at the conventions.
And to me, the poor health care workers that are out there taking the arrows, right? They're just kind of like puppets.
They're dropping like flies,
too. They really don't have the flexibility to do what they would, you know.
Brian, they are dropping like flies. Those are the new hot spots.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at smokybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood. Rob, taking into consideration some of the stuff that has been going on over the last a couple months or whatever, are conventions, national political conventions, state political conventions for that matter, now passé? Have they come and gone? I mean, other than the social engagement, these two conventions, they took care of themselves. They didn't have to be there. You don't have the rah-rah necessarily.
Oh, you did have the rah-rah. It was the best contrast of parties I've ever seen. The Democrats see everything through a negative.
The information presented. I'm talking about the balloon drops and all that kind of.
I like that stuff. And you know what? Americans like that stuff. We like going to baseball games. We like celebrations.
Like
we like a parade. Yeah. There's no reason to stop that. Let's not turn the world into Zoom.
There was some discussion that because of some of the pressures to perform on television, that it wasn't what it had been in the past, and everything's decided before the convention, so it's a different. Now, I've never. Have you been to one of those before? I've never.
No, I've had the opportunity. It's just not my cup of tea.
So I wonder what happens during the daytime when the cameras aren't around. I mean, there's got to be something going on.
Oh no, they're constant meetings and
that
speeches
kind of stuff that make it worthwhile.
Yeah,
rather than the performances.
There's a lot of networking and hobnobbing, and you actually do learn a fair amount at these.
Yeah.
Our daughter went to one, and so she enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, she's kind of cut of that cloth.
Yeah, I think so. Hope so.
Yeah.
The cloth has been foisted upon her.
Yeah. Well, how do you think they're going to evolve? Everybody else is evolving. Every other event is evolving. There's going to be pluses. There's going to be changes. How do you see in 4 years? Or maybe in 2 years, what will a convention appear like? Is it still, do you think it's going to be the 4 days? Do you think it's going to be truncated, more elaborate, less elaborate? What kind of sense do you read?
Well, one thing is clear to me, whether you don't like him or not isn't the issue. Trump is a showman and has, he rolled out a production. And I think.
Yeah, he gets the marketing part.
Yeah, he gets it loud and clear. But do I think it goes away? At this point, I would not think so. But the pace of change does not stop. And so maybe that changes too.
You know what I'm waiting for?
What?
Whistle stop tour.
God love you.
I want somebody to start on one coast and work their way to the other coast on a train, stopping at all the small little places and some of the big places. And we get the job done because everybody's got the wireless and all that kind of stuff. Or maybe you have a fancy train, spend a couple hundred million on it instead of buying a Boeing.
The problem
make
is
it happen.
The problem is with the advent of the internet, the opposition is so dramatic. I can only imagine what would happen to those poor trains. They derail them. They do it.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Make it a green train.
Doesn't matter. You're saying something they don't like, and by God, they don't want that.
It would just be kind of the nostalgia of that would be cool, and pulling up and having a quick little something for the community.
Well, it's
on the back porch of the train, and you go on. You got all the media guys with you anyway, so that part doesn't change. But just the simplicity of it, I guess.
We've got to stop calling them mainstream media. We have to start calling them, like, the advocacy media.
Or maybe not even media.
Yeah, the advocates.
Just different groups.
Yeah.
Reporting groups. Because I would hazard a guess. I've seen some stuff that indicate the primary source of news, and it's like a scary number, right? So I don't want to quote it because I'll miss it, is from the internet. Okay. Unvetted internet. And most folks, you know, if you like purple, you're going to surround yourself and go to the sites that are purple. And if you're orange, you're going to go to the orange one. So it's kind of like an enclosure. And whatever the position is on whatever the topic is, you become more and more entrenched in that position. And, you know, what we're seeing is that there's a lot less discussion and a lot more aggravation and frustration.
Well,
so what's interesting to me
is the way your station, for instance, has adapted. Look at the new advertising customers that you have, and people are changing. There's been a lot of shakeup that will continue on, it looks like to me. And people are opening their minds, and aren't these entrepreneurs adaptable? It's just magnificent to watch.
Yeah, seeing, you know, I think everybody would prefer that it wasn't foisted quite to the same extent. Yeah. Let them breathe a little bit and make the changes rather than make the changes in order to be able to breathe.
Well.
Okay. But it still is happening.
Destruction's ugly. It's here. Let's just get on with it.
All right. We'll talk with Ugly when we come back.
Got it. You're quick, Winston.
How much you need there, Winston?
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, totally different topic.
Great.
Investments. I mean, during the break, we were talking baseball cards and art. And, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of different ways. And the Mike Trout card last week sold for, you know, record stuff. Cars. You know, they've got one of those, McGuire's, I think, is Miguel's. The auction houses, and they show the fancy cars and the old cars and that kind of stuff. What's going on with the investment scene? Is that something that folks are getting into, getting out of? Does it kind of ebb and flow? I know you run with guys that play in that arena.
They're clearly getting into it because you want to get more than 0% on your money. So
as an investment, it has
potential.
It causes
speculation.
Yeah.
Gold is going up for I don't think gold is an inflation story right now. I think I interpret gold differently than most. I think gold is going up because the Chinese are decoupling from the dollar and they're trying to back their currency with gold. And so you're seeing so gold is floating up with the yuan and the dollar. It's good for our exports, but, you know, who knows? Bitcoin, everyone says Bitcoin's a currency. It sure doesn't move like a currency. It kind of moves more like a commodity. But to me, it's really a great technology. The banks hate it. Oh, the banks hate it. But it looks like it's here to stay.
Well, yeah, the acceptance across the board will be the big deal, obviously. But like fine art. Or, you know, some of the antique stuff. Yeah, are those investments?
Well, they are. But
if there's historical value, that's cool.
But what they've done is they've shown that they are investments and that there is gravity to them. I had an oil that was at one time worth X, and now it's worth 40% of X just because it went out of favor. Same thing with antiques. Antiques, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you couldn't get enough of them, and they really have just plummeted in value because millennials heretofore have not liked them.
So a little bit of cultural whims
change,
and stuff.
You bet. And Oriental rugs, carpets, they were hot, and now they're a little bit hotter. And so everything is, they are investments. I think that's the key that you said there.
One of the things that Ange talks about, we low depression glass. I mean, nothing fancy at all. If you got it and don't use it, don't have it. And it's like, okay. And there's a certainly a lot of folks, you know, if you have we've got some kind of fun stemware. Well, okay, we use them like for ice cream holders, just so that they're used instead of just on display. They get
used. That's such a great philosophy. And our parents and grandparents, they had all this beautiful stuff, china, silver, you name it, and it stayed in the drawer. Well, Cher and I put our silver through the dishwasher. We use it every night because it's to be enjoyed.
Yeah, use it. If there's a memory there, use it.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, and if there's a story behind it, even better.
Yeah, you're exactly where I'm at. So.
Yeah, it's got to figure out where I left it. I think there's a box somewhere that's got a whole bunch of cool stuff. We haven't been able to find it in about 20 years. I don't know.
It's
like chasing the bag of baseball cards. When you were growing up, you know it's around somewhere, by golly.
Or the stamp collection or the coin collection.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine stamps and coins just because they're so tiny.
That was really – I was a coin collector, and I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah,
used what to kind?
All kinds. You go through your mom's purse at the end of every day because they had real silver coins, and they had unusual – you could even get Standing Liberty. Occasionally, you got a Flying Eagle. Penny, and occasionally you got
the wheat pennies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Lincoln still.
Yeah.
And then you got your Indian heads and those barbers. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. It's, I guess, at all levels.
Every generation changes, and the key, and this is showing us, you got to adapt.
And enjoy what it is that you do for yourself, not for the others.
Yeah. If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Yeah. So I'm hanging out with baseball card geeks.
I like it.
Safe travels, bud.
All right, man.
See everybody tomorrow.